varicella, but I will still be talking about outbreaks. So we won't be blaming Iowa in my presentation. So I'm going to provide a summary of the data collected during the first year and a half of our nationwide varicella outbreak surveillance. In 1996, one dose of varicella vaccine was initially recommended for children at 12 to 18 months of age. One dose varicella vaccine effectiveness for varicella of any severity was determined to be 81%. In 2007, the recommendation was updated to include a routine second dose for children, with the first dose given at 12 to 15 months of age and the second at 4 to 6 years of age. Two-dose varicella vaccine effectiveness was determined to be 92% and showed improved protection over one dose. The rationale for the two-dose recommendation included improving protection against varicella, as well as providing better control of varicella outbreaks among children. Although outbreaks were fewer in number and smaller in size during the one-dose program, they were still occurring among school-age populations with high one-dose coverage. Sentinel varicella outbreak surveillance in schools was initially established in 2012 to assess the feasibility of varicella outbreak surveillance and to also help monitor impact of the two-dose varicella vaccination recommendation. After several years, surveillance was determined to be feasible and expanded nationwide in 2015 to help increase robustness. Funding for nationwide varicella outbreak surveillance was provided to jurisdictions through CDC's Epidemiology and Laboratory Capacity, or ELC, cooperative agreement. All participating jurisdictions are required to conduct surveillance for clusters and outbreaks of varicella. Varicella cluster and outbreak reporting procedures were established by each jurisdiction, but all collect individual-level data on cases of varicella associated with clusters and outbreaks. The data collected includes demographic, vaccination, clinical, and epidemiologic information, and these data are then reported to CDC quarterly using a standardized worksheet. Clusters of varicella are defined as 3 to 4 cases in a setting within at least one incubation period or 21 days, while outbreaks are defined as 5 or more cases. Outbreaks were further classified as small, or 5 to 7 cases, and large, 8 or more cases. We performed descriptive analyses to examine characteristics of outbreaks and clusters and the associated cases. And because cluster and outbreak-associated cases did not differ by demographics or clinical characteristics, the results for the two groups are combined and presented here. So from August 1, 2015 through January 7, 2017, 49 of 52 jurisdictions, or 94%, reported 256 clusters and outbreaks, which included a total of 1,584 cases. 167, or 65%, of those were clusters with 554 cases, and 89, or 35%, were outbreaks with 1,030 cases. And of the outbreaks, 56, or 63%, were small with 318 cases, and 33 were large, or 37%, with 712 cases. So I'll start by describing characteristics of the clusters and outbreaks themselves. So the median size of clusters was 3 cases, and overall for outbreaks was 7 cases. The median duration for outbreaks was longer than for clusters at 29 days versus 13 days. And larger outbreaks had a longer duration with a median of 41 days compared with small outbreaks. Schools were the most common setting for outbreaks, followed by a variety of other settings. Now I'll describe characteristics of the case patients associated with clusters or outbreaks, starting with the age distribution. Of the cases, we found that about 2/3 were in children 1 to 9 years of age. Although 2/3 of cases were in children who are recommended to receive the varicella vaccine, about 3/4 of case patients associated with clusters or outbreaks were unvaccinated. And of those that were vaccinated, a higher proportion had received only one dose. However, small outbreaks had a higher proportion of two-dose vaccinees compared with larger outbreaks, and this difference was statistically significant. Overall, the proportion of under-vaccinated cases associated with clusters and outbreaks, which includes those who were either unvaccinated or received only one dose, was 87%. laboratory confirmation of cases associated with clusters or outbreaks was not commonly done. Among unvaccinated case patients, overall, only 11% were laboratory confirmed as varicella. That percentage was lower at 6% among vaccinated case patients. Looking at the proportion of clusters and outbreaks with laboratory confirmation, we found that 11% had at least two cases laboratory confirmed as varicella, while 23% had at least one case lab confirmed. Now, comparing disease severity based on number of lesions by vaccination status of cluster and outbreak associated cases, we found that vaccinated cases were significantly more likely to have mild disease, defined as less than 50 lesions. And among vaccinated cases where the number of doses was known, we did not find differences in disease severity by number of doses received. Looking further at disease severity and specifically hospitalizations and complications of clusters and outbreak associated cases, we found that a total of 9 case patients were hospitalized, and all of these were unvaccinated. Additionally, 14 case patients experienced at least one of the complications listed here. And of those with complications, 9 were unvaccinated, 4 had received one dose, and 1 had received 2 doses. So nationwide varicella outbreak surveillance has limitations. First, varicella outbreak surveillance practices are not standardized and vary by jurisdiction, so reporting is not uniform. Additionally, not all jurisdictions have made varicella a reportable condition, which can impact reporting of clusters and outbreaks. Second, laboratory confirmation of cases associated with clusters and outbreaks was limited, with only 11% of clusters and outbreaks having at least 2 cases laboratory confirmed. So it's possible that some cases included in our analysis may not actually be varicella, which can therefore affect the number of clusters or outbreaks counted. Lastly, varicella vaccination coverage data were not collected from settings with outbreaks, which limits our ability to truly assess impact of vaccination. Despite these limitations, we found that varicella outbreak surveillance is feasible, and outbreaks continue to occur most often in school-aged children. A majority of cases associated with clusters and outbreaks occurred in under-vaccinated persons, but vaccinated case patients had more mild disease and no hospitalizations compared with unvaccinated cases. A greater proportion of small outbreaks were reported compared with large outbreaks. However, small outbreaks tended to have a higher proportion of two-dose vaccine recipients, which could be why the outbreaks remained small and more controlled. Based on these early results, it appears that the two-dose varicella vaccination program is working to control varicella outbreaks. Improving varicella vaccination rates will help further reduce the number of clusters and outbreaks. Also, continuing varicella outbreak surveillance nationwide is important for helping us monitor the impact of the two-dose varicella vaccination policy for controlling outbreaks at the national level. So we're excited to now have nationwide varicella outbreak surveillance established, and we greatly appreciate all your work to collect these data. To further improve varicella outbreak surveillance, it will be important to ensure methods for identifying clusters and outbreaks within each jurisdiction are adequate so that none are missed. Encourage laboratory testing of cases during clusters and outbreaks to confirm the cases are truly varicella. And lastly, increase awareness in other settings to potentially improve identification of clusters and outbreaks in all age groups, since historically schools have been the main source of reporting for varicella. So finally, I just want to thank my colleagues at CDC, but most importantly, the many jurisdictions providing the data that we use to summarize these here.